That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimp in the Jotham Down store and restaurant talking to Lum. Listen.
Well, now, Lum, I think you're taking the wrong attitude about this. I am not trying to pry into your affairs. All I want to know is when Mr. Duncan Hines will be here so that I can write up a little news story on it and send it into the county seat paper.
Well, Squire, I ain't trying to keep nothing from you. I just don't know when he's going to get here myself. Sometime next week's all I know.
Now, Lum, I'll put the name of the Metal Ark restaurant right in my news store now. That'd be awful good publicity for you.
Well, I know it, and I want that publicity. Fact is, I need it.
All right, then. When is Mr. Hines going to be here?
I tell you, I don't know, Squire. See, he never tells no restaurant when he's going to eat there.
He doesn't?
Oh, no. He just goes in there without letting nobody know who he is, and he don't tell them till after he's done it and paid for the meal, just like any other customer.
Oh, I see. In other words, he wants to find out how places run and the kind of food that they serve under normal circumstances.
Yeah, that's right. In normal circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see his point all right. I certainly wish I knew when he's coming, though. I'd like to write up a nice scoop for the paper on that.
Write up a... What's that, Squire?
A scoop, what I said, Lum. That's when you write up an article and beat everybody else to it, you know. It makes you stand a little better with the paper.
Oh, yeah. And you saw it. I'd love to know when he's coming. See, I'm aiming on fixing up something special.
You are, huh?
Well, if he ever ate the regular food here, he never would give the Meadowlark a recommend.
Well, I tell you, Lum, maybe you'll do this for me then. Now, when he does arrive, will you give me a call so I can rush down here and meet him?
Yeah, I will if I know him. I think I'll be able to pick him out, though. We don't get many garments in here.
No. Well, hello, Abner.
Hi, Abner.
Howdy, Lum. Well, Lum, if you hear any definite news on his arrival, why, be sure and let me know. I don't want to miss out on this news story, you know.
Well, I'll let you know, Squire, and much obliged.
Not at all.
So long.
So long, Squire.
Granny, you sure taking enough time with the delivers this afternoon.
Enough time?
Yeah.
Well, lo me, Lum, that's hard work. Weren't so bad when I just had to tote that basket of groceries, but dog, is that sign for the Meadowlark restaurant's going to break my back, sure as a world.
Well, I just thought that was a good way to kill two birds with one stone.
Well, I don't know about the birds, but it's sure doing it to me.
I thought that'd give you a little better balance, too.
Balance?
Yeah, all as before you claimed the groceries was so heavy, they bent you over forwards. So I figured a little weight on your back and sort of straighten you up.
Yeah, well, that's all right going out, but on the way back when the basket's empty, I might not flip over backwards.
Kenny, you can always find something to complain about, can't you?
Well, no, but, Lum, I do think now I'm having to do too much work around here.
Too much work?
Yes, sir, too much work. Have to get down here at 5 o'clock in the morning so that I can get the store swept out in time to start the cook stove going in time for your breakfast trade. Then I got to serve them heavy pancakes around here.
Great Zuzettes, we call them now.
Well, whatever you call them, they're still heavy. Then I got to get busy and wash dishes, get them dry in time for that bus crowd that eats here at noon. Then I got to wash dishes again and put up the delivers and lug that heavy sign all around town.
Well, that is quite a bit of work for one man.
That's quite a bit of work for six men.
Well, I tell you what, Abner. After this, just forget about sweeping out in the mornings.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you can do it at night before you go home.
Why, sure.
Tell you what we've got to do now is look over this menu I've studied up and make sure it's going to be good enough for Mr. Hines.
Well, Lum, I'm satisfied with it, whatever it is.
In that cookbook, I found a list of the courses you serve at a formal dinner, and I've patterned my menu after that.
That's fine. I'll amen that right now. I believe I'll go over here and lay down and rest a while now.
Well, wait. I ain't told you what the menu was yet.
Well, that's all right. I'll take your word for it.
Now, we start off with an appetizer.
We do, huh?
Yeah. Then we have the soup course.
Well, now, wait. Just back up. Rack him up and break again. What's an appetizer?
Oh, that's just something to whip up the appetite. I ain't sure just what I'm going to use there.
Well, let him lug that sign around. That'll give him an appetite like a horse.
In the book, they recommend something called canapes.
jackanapes?
No, just plain canapes.
Well, they're the best kind. Have them, whatever they're.
Yeah. They've got some other stuff down here, too. Grapefruit and avocados.
You better just give them the grapefruit, Mom. Elizabeth never had no luck at all with them avocados. She boiled them things with a chunk of salt pork and ever which way, and they never did get tender. Center of them things is just as hard as a rock.
Yeah, I believe I'll settle for a bowl of grapefruit. And then comes the soup.
That's a good time for it. You done got the bowl sitting out there.
Yeah, and then comes the fish.
That bowl's going to get a little crowded there, ain't it?
Well, I figure we can open up a can of sardines for the fish course.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, or salmon's one.
Uh-huh.
Next, the roast.
Uh-huh. What kind of a roast?
Well, I don't know for sure. The book says this ought to be the piece de resistance.
Yeah, give him a piece of that. I never heard of it before, but I reckon if you put a lot of ketchup on it, he won't be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, I want this to be extra good, though.
Oh, yeah, give him that. Cook it good.
I want this course to make him set up and take notice. Astound him.
Yeah.
Said in the book that a saddle of lamb is a good idea.
Saddle of lamb?
Yeah.
Did it actually say that?
Yeah.
Saddle a lamb and just drive him right up on the lunch counter?
No.
Well, that'll astound him all right. Ain't no doubts about that. I'm afeard it'll astound him so much he'll rush right out of the restaurant before he gets halfway through the sardines over.
Well, it don't mean that, Abner.
No, they must have been joshing when they put that in the book. I believe your best bet's just to give him a piece of that other junk with plenty of ketchup on it, that Zistance.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I'd like to try that myself. What comes next?
Well, let's see. Course number 5, game.
Game?
Yeah.
Cribbage is a good game. That is, if you ain't too full of grapefruit and sardines to play with you. Of course, you'd have to have a cribbage board.
Yeah, and he's supposed to eat this.
Eat a cribbage board? He'll never do it.
I'm talking about guinea hens, wild duck.
I don't care what you serve with it, Mom. He'll never be able to swallow no cribbage board.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Why, no, you ain't never going to get him to give your restaurant a recommend pulling stunts like that on him.
I ain't trying to pull no stunts on him.
Crack a tooth on them little pins.
What the book meant was peasants or something like that. No use trying to explain it to you. I think I'll illuminate that course anyway.
Yeah, I would. He's coming out here to eat, Mom, not to sit around and play game.
Yeah, sure.
What's next, there?
Salad.
Now, that's more sensible.
Yeah, the book suggested a molded salad.
Oh, you better give him a fresh one, Mom. What comes next?
Dessert. And that's where my famous grape Zuzettes comes in. That's my specialty. That's the thing right there that's going to get me the recommend.
Well, are you sure he's going to be able to eat a stack of pancakes after all that other junk, Long?
You know, I was just thinking about that myself.
He's doing good if he could eat them to start with.
I might just switch that around and give him them right off the bat.
Yeah, I would too. Give him the cribbage board for dessert. He ain't never going to get that for an always.
Course number 8.
8? You mean there's more?
Oh, sure.
Well, I thought when you ate your dessert, you was all done.
Well, to be honest, I did, too.
Why, me, too.
According to this, when you get into a high-class formal meal, you settle down to some genuine eating.
No, because you must eat right on past the dessert. They ought to have somebody sitting around there to tell them when to stop. What's the book got wrote down there for that 8th course?
Well, let's see. Crackers and cheese with coffee.
Well, that don't sound so high class to me. We have that over at the place.
Yeah, well, if you have it, I don't think I'd better try it.
No,
we might illuminate that course altogether.
Yeah.
If he wants any, he can just go over to the Cracker Barrel and help yourself.
That's a good idea. Tell him where it's at. I'll point it out to him.
Course number 9, better get that mousetrap out of there.
I will. I ain't going to hurt him no way. Don't worry.
Course number 9, nuts and raisins.
Nuts and raisins?
That's what it says here.
Well, what's them for? Is that something to put in his pocket and munch on till he can get to the next eating place?
Might be, I don't know. Course number 10, fruit.
Back to the grapefruit, huh? Wait a minute, Lum. You sure that ain't the start of the next meal now, is it? Come to think of, with all them courses, a feller just about get done with one meal and time to start the next one.
No, this is all part of the same meal, looks like.
Well, I do know. You're going in a circle there, sure as the world. Course, so you could give him the other half of that grapefruit. done cut. Ain't no use wasting it.
No, I think I'll mix it up. Give him a banana this time.
Well, now, banana, be nice.
Yeah, I don't know whether to peel it first or... Well, what brings you back, Squire?
Right, Lom, I think I've got some good news for you.
Good news?
Why, yes, I was just in touch with the newspaper, and when I indicated that I might have a news item on Duncan Hines for them next week, why, they told me that they had information that he was going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma on next Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yes, that's what they said.
Hmm.
And inasmuch as he's coming from the east, why, that would put him here in Pine Ridge on Monday then. So there's your answer right there.
Monday?
Yes.
Yeah, that just about threw him in here. Well, that sure is good news. Now I know exactly what to have and when to have my fancy dinner ready for him.
Why, yes.
Did you hear that, Abner? Duncan Hines is going to be here Monday. That gives me the whole weekend to fix up the fanciest batch of victuals Duncan Hines has ever drawn a chair to.
Well, they may not be the fanciest, but they'll certainly be different. Listen again Monday and every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins. Gene Baker speaking.